BC Housing is planning a review of its extreme weather shelter program after hearing feedback from communities province-wide. Heidi Hartman, BC Housing's Associate Vice President of Supportive Housing and Homelessness, brought up the review during a panel discussion on Tuesday at the Union of BC Municipalities Housing Summit in Vancouver. BC Housing is wanting to be responsive to the changes that we're seeing with the folks we serve and the communities that we serve as well, Hartman told summit attendees. For that reason, we're doing a review of the Extreme Weather Response Program. We're hearing a lot from community that there needs to be some changes to be a better vehicle to respond through that program. We're looking forward to sharing those updates with you. Isaac Gilbert, a Penticton City Councillor, asked about the review of emergency winter shelters during a question and answer portion of the panel discussion. Gilbert asked if the province plans to rebuild relationships with nonprofits, referencing an open letter that was signed by a number of nonprofits across the Thompson-Okanagan this past winter. The letter was sent to BC Housing and Interior Health, and called on the government to address the temporary shelter programs, described as being rife with problems, and an exercise in futility. The letter particularly noted a lack of housing and health care supports which result in strain for shelter operators and vulnerable people. Gilbert's question was met by applause from panel attendees. Hartman said conversations with the nonprofits are ongoing, noting a shelter program review as a top priority. The Ministry of Housing's Megan Will said there have been great conversations with providers about the challenges that are facing their communities and the work they are doing to support the vulnerable population. As Heidi noted as part of her overview, BC Housing is looking at the Emergency Weather Response Program and how there can be improvements made to that, Will said.